The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
While I'm praying in the Spirit, I am discovering the sense and the flavor of His presence. There's a miracle taking place, even by praying in the Spirit. And for every Christian, this can be yours. And as we pray in the Spirit, then we're praying the will of God. And I'm discovering His presence. It's like practicing His presence. And it's in there that He comes, because it's His agenda that every one of us come to know Him. So while I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm discovering what it feels like, what it tastes like, what the scent is that's in the air, if I can say it like that. Mm-hmm. And there was a season He asked me to pray an hour in the Spirit every day. And I gave that hour. And after a while, I began to know the agenda of His heart, because I was asking Him what He was saying while I was praying in the Spirit.
We've all heard of the spiritual gifts that we read about in 1 Corinthians 12, but how do they come? How do we receive them? And what is this thing we only know by the name the anointing? How can ordinary men turn into supernatural men of God, bringing signs, wonders, and miracles without a true power from heaven? Well, stay tuned, because we'll find out more about yet another mystery of God as we conclude our discussions about the anointing. That's next on Sought Out Global Radio. And we welcome you back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and I'm joined with three of Sought Out's global leaders, Herb and Bethany Marks, who joined me here in person. And joining us via computer internet FaceTime is Krista Pitcairn from Roseburg, Oregon. Hello, all of you. Welcome.
Hey, good to be here.
It's good to be back, and also to welcome the listeners as well, who are faithful and dialing us up and listening to us. We're very thankful to have you as listeners and joining us, and we certainly encourage you to interact with us at Sought Out Global Radio as we continue to develop, I think, what we think is a deeper walk with God and a relationship with you in just this radio program. And we really feel like we can connect with you in a personal way, which I expect we'll demonstrate a little bit today. And that dovetails nicely with our topic from last week, which we continue into this week, which is we were talking a little bit about the anointing last week. And we talked about the importance of character and the influences of character and some of the differences between callings, gifting, and anointing, and what is irrevocable from God and what's not irrevocable for God. And I think that Krista hit on something at the end of last week that I think was a good place for us to start today, and that is where anointing comes, it tends to be with intimacy. And my own belief and my own walk, I think, has been reflected in this. The more time I spend with God, not doing things, not trying to accomplish pages in my Bible read, as much as it has been just me getting quiet and spending time with the Lord. And I feel like that has been as profound a moment for me in my own walk, and I think for other people as well, as intimacy is time spent with Him, right? Mm. And so as we do that, yes, don't we come into greater gifting that God then begins to release and trust us with greater maturity?
I want to answer that question with sharing a little bit of my journey as well, Mark. And that is, you know, been in full-time ministry for quite some time. I'm a pastor and I'm passionate about the local church. But more than that, I'm passionate about Jesus and my walk with Him. And a few years ago, the Lord asked me for the entire month of September. He invited me to go to a house of prayer where 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no distractions. He just said, no movies, no music, no shopping, no nothing. He just wanted me to strip it down and just give Him 1 month of my life, uninterrupted, totally focused on Him. And I thought, I said, you know, of course, that big, absolutely, yes. And then I got about 2 days into that process. I'd spent about maybe 16 hours with God in 2 days. And when I wasn't sleeping or maybe doing other stuff, you know, and I found myself all talked out, all worshiped out. I mean, I was 16 hours in and I was like, all right, I'm good. All right, what are we going to do now? And I realized I had 28 days left. You've got to be kidding me. And so I thought, God has taken me to a house of prayer to kill me. I mean, officially, I just thought, but really, in a sense, He did. He took me there to die to the distractions of my life, to die to the idols of ministry, to die to the self-sufficiency I've created in experience. Yeah. And, you know, through life, you can become quite confident in your own skill set, in your own resume, spiritual or practical, whatever it may be. We become confident in ourselves. And I guess it's a roundabout way of answering your question. Does it, you know, to deepen the anointing, to deepen the intimacy? For me, I just am constantly aware of my need for him. Everything I do, every sermon I preach, truly, I'm just coming before him saying, Lord, I don't want to just talk to talk. I don't want to just preach to preach a good sermon. I'm not looking for the accolades of man. Of course, I love the accolades of man, and I love the encouragement and the affirmation. However, I love his affirmation more. He's what I have to be after. I have to have an intimate daily walk with Jesus, because if I've built my whole life on this person, Jesus, on this amazing God, then I'm going to spend my life pursuing a deeper walk with him.
Bethany, Joe churchgoer.
Yes.
He's listening to this and he's like, I don't get it.
How do I apply this?
Yeah. How do I apply this? What are, you know, my wife would call this shoe leather. Yeah. What's the shoe leather?
How do we walk this
out? Yeah. How do we walk this out? What do you do?
Looking through that.
I'm not going to a house of prayer.
Yeah.
Right. Not for a month. No worries. You don't have to.
Unless God says so.
Right. Unless God leads you. Which it's all relationship for sure. I'm thinking a real easy way we can apply this on every person, with every person, is as we pray. So, you know, we've all talked to God and we've had our list and we've had our, you know, to-do list with God, and we've talked out of our head, out of our real need. And that's not what we're talking about here. And we've probably, most of us, been in a place where all of a sudden we just felt this almost like a little lift or a little push. And we were like, wow, this is where I need to really hone in and pray. Say we're praying over our finances or our kids or somebody important in our life. And all of a sudden you just feel like God's coming along right alongside you and praying through you. And that's what we're talking about, is looking for that place. Now, with me, I have a gift of faith. And my husband and I have been together praying for something, and he'll say, yes, you hit it, go. And I go, wow, you know, light bulb moment. Yes, I stepped into a gift of faith, an anointing came, we prayed, and boom, we got results. And it can be different for different people. Not everybody has the gift of faith, but we all pray. We all talk to God. We all have concerns that we want to partner with God on, that to make a difference in lives. And instead of only praying out of our heads, close your eyes, get away, like Krista was just so well described, and focus on him, and look for, smell that place where he's there's a highlight moment in your words as you talk to him, and partner together in a way that makes a difference versus words that we thought through.
Herb, that's a level of prayer that maybe a lot of people are not familiar with. There's this intentional act of praying from what happens within. But a lot of people don't trust that. So how do you go from so now she said prayer is maybe the lead into that, but can you trust that inside voice? Do you know it's God?
I believe you can. But you have to come to him believing that he is. And you'll find out that he rewards them who diligently seeks him. He really stands waiting for us. I love the story in 1 Samuel. He stood there calling Samuel until Samuel got it. When we come to him and begin to open our hearts and wanting to learn, the anointing says, Scripture talks about the anointing will teach you. And it says it'll teach you in some things. No, all things. And I know somebody out there listening to radio said, what? He just misquoted until I corrected right there. Yeah, because we've got people that are got their Bibles even opened right now. And that is good. Here's where I found help. I found help praying in the Spirit. I ask the Holy Spirit to come alongside, or in other words, because Jesus is Lord in us, he lives in us. When Paul walked up to 12 guys, we find in Scripture, and he said, have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? They said, we didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit. And Paul said, then here. And it's in this place, Paul's a great example, because when he laid hands on them, then they began to also do what I'm speaking about right now. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what happened back there is happening today. While I'm praying in the Spirit, I am discovering the sense and the flavor of his presence. There's a miracle taking place, even by praying in the Spirit. And for every Christian, this can be yours. And as we pray in the Spirit, then we're praying the will of God. And I'm discovering his presence. It's like practicing his presence. And it's in there that he comes, because it's his agenda that every one of us come to know him. So while I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm discovering what it feels like, what it tastes like, what the scent is that's in the air, if I can say it like that. Mm-hmm. And there was a season he asked me to pray an hour in the Spirit every day. And the adjustment I had to make, because I was working full-time and my life was full, so I had to bump it up into the morning hours. And the only way I could do that is by standing up, because if I sat down, I fell asleep. And I gave that hour. And after a while, I began to know the agenda of his heart, because I was asking him what he was saying while I was praying in the Spirit. That is part of the type of an anointing where then later, know what time it was, just by the shift that he brought, because yeah. I began to know his agenda, his heart, in that season of obedience of praying an hour.
I think that's really good. And I think that, you know, in my own life, I've had examples where I was not feeling the anointing. I had my head in my computer. I'm working. I've got my head down. I don't want to be disturbed. And my wife walks in my office and she says, will you pray for me? I just felt like God said, you're supposed to pray for me. And I'm not feeling anything. So it has nothing to do with my feelings. And then I stepped into that mantle, under that mantle, and began to operate in what she had asked me to do, what she felt was led. And the presence of God fell. And I had words for her. And those words were very profoundly impactful on her life. And so it doesn't have anything to do with how we're feeling. And it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, it's not coming from us inside. We can know a lot of times based on what happens, right? We can definitely, we can look at the fruit of it, of course. Right, Bethany?
Right. Right. And I think what you're describing, Herb, that somebody can really apply to is you were practicing being in a spiritual place with God, pursuing the Spirit, to hear, to interact with God in the Spirit, versus sometimes we can just be in intercessory groups, we can be in church talking to God during the sermon, and we're not focused in the Spirit realm.
So when we come back from a break here, I want to make sure that we give the listeners an opportunity to sample from the anointing of this group. And we're going to continue to wrap up this subject on anointing, which we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. But after that, I think we're going to function in a little bit of the anointing as we begin to hear the voice of God on behalf of our listeners. That's coming up next, right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
Isaiah 62:12 says, and they will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought out. Millions of people all over the world are drawn into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ every day, but many of us have not had the spiritual mentoring needed to grow in the gifts of the Spirit. That's where Sought Out Global Ministries comes in. Sought Out Global Ministries was founded to attract the presence of God and to assist Christians with a deeper understanding of the gifts of the Spirit. Our goal is not to be a church. Our goal is to be a place where people from every walk of life can come and have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, to link arms for the coming revival in the kingdom of God. So if you're restless and hungry for more and would like to join us for one of our home encounters or larger gatherings, please go to our website at soughtoutglobal.com today. That's soughtoutglobal.com, calling you to greatness.
we welcome you back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and I'm back with Sought Out Global leaders Herb and Bethany Marks and Krista Pitcairn, who's joining us via FaceTime on the internet. So we're talking about anointing and what the anointing is, and I wanted to give you all the opportunity for us all to just stop and wait on the Lord and see how he can use our own anointing and speaking to the listeners through the prophetic voice of God. And so let's take this opportunity to just see if the Lord has a word for anybody that might be listening today.
I think a lot of people have backed down on prayer. A lot of people have backed down on pressing in for revival in their city or their church or their family. And I just want to stand up and say, come on, guys, press in. Yes, when you decide to take time to pray every day, you know, you will have distractions because the enemy does not want us to do that. But do not back down. God is moving. He's coming, and we want to be with him and partnering with him on that. So our prayers make a difference. And over your family, over your businesses, over your church, over your region, your small town, God, I ask right now that you would just put a hunger in us to engage. Lord, help us to engage and partner with you for your will to be on the earth. And where we have, through disappointment or through not really knowing how to partner with you maybe, or feeling like we're just going through the motions, maybe we've pulled back. God, I ask right now that by your Spirit, you would come alongside and partner with people, that they would move forward and be able to really sense your Spirit moving with them and pursue, whether it takes some time and there's some opposition or not, that we would have such a passion that would stir in our bellies, God, for everything that you want to do through us. You chose to use us. He chose to use you. So re-engage. Step into prayer. Step into partnering with him for everything he wants to do, for everything that's on your mind.
Honey, I really like what you're saying. I think of a statement that I read some years ago. If you knew that you could not fail for Christ and his kingdom, what would you do? And I think a lot of times we pull back only because our expectation is limited.
That's good.
And if we were to take a look at God's character, see what he longs for, but he's wanting to put, honestly, the Lord wants to put his hands through our hands. I mean, honestly, he could do it, but he's choosing to use his people because he's wanting to engage us because we're family, but also because we belong to the great high city whose king is King Jesus. And it's there that we find that he's longing to touch the earth through his people, and that's us. And so if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? What do you dream about? What causes an ignition in you for what God would do upon the earth for people's sake and the kingdom touching the earth? I encourage you to go after that, become familiar with that, because that's part of the way that God has wired you. And it's important that you become familiar with what gives you passion. Move in the direction that gives you passion and not duty, because you'll get tired with the duty side. You'll find that the Lord will lead you into your power alley, because that's the way he's wired you. And you're hardwired in the way of releasing the love of God on this earth. And I can't encourage you more to get a handle on that and go for it.
I really feel like the Lord is just reaching out to someone right now who's thinking, I don't know how to pray. I don't feel like I pray right. And the Lord just wants you to push that off and not receive that right now in Jesus' name. The Lord wants you to press in to him sincerely. He's looking for a sincere heart, not a polished heart necessarily. So what he's looking for you is for you to simply press into him in the most sincere way that you can. And the Lord speaks specifically to praying with the answer. That is like divination and witchcraft when we pray with the answer. And God is calling us to a deeper level of prayer that depends on him and the outcomes that are his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the Lord's calling us to align with heaven what the Holy Spirit wants to do which is step under the mantle to hear the voice of God, to pray His will, and not pray with the answer, but pray accordingly to what the Lord would have done in your life. And for you to receive that, like Krista talked about previously, about having to walk out a prayer lifestyle for 30 consecutive days. And she did it. She did it though it was hard. And that's a good example here where God is calling us into that type of discipline, but not praying again with the answer. The Lord has specifically has a promotion for you in mind, a deeper level of prayer, and the Lord will answer your prayers.
Mark, go back and explain what you mean by praying the answer. What do you mean by that?
I think a lot of times people will, they have a situation in their life, a crisis, and oh God, will you just, I just declare mercy for my son to get him out of jail, right? And the Lord maybe doesn't want Junior to get out of jail because he wants to bring Junior to his knees. And sometimes God wants to take us to a level of desperation, which we've talked a lot about here, which is being in a desperate state before God.
So you're talking about not praying with presumption, but
right.
with praying with what he's saying.
Yes.
Lest
does.
You bring control into
exactly
the situation by using his name.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent.
Your ideas with his name rubber stamped is not God's.
That's good, baby. Where'd you get that? That's good.
No like rubber that. Stamps.
Yeah. Yeah, Krista.
I do. I have something. I feel like there's a woman, she's in her early 40s, 50s, sorry. There's a woman in her early 50s, and she's driving down the road, and I feel like she's listening to this broadcast right now, and I feel like the Lord is saying over her that He is bringing your voice back. Through a sequence of events and through even some traumatic situations, your voice has been silenced. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Lord is restoring your voice. And I would even go to far to say musically. It's not only just speaking and putting a voice to your thoughts and your feelings and emotions, but also I felt like there was a musical worship prophetic thing on it as well. And I feel like as I'm saying this, it's really resonating with you, and there is a validation, so to speak, of what you've carried and you've known you've carried it, but it's been so long since it's been called out, and I feel like the Lord's like, I'm calling it out right now because that's what you carry. As I got it, I felt like it was for two other women as well, so that's a total of three women. Mm. I feel like the Lord is restoring the voice. Now, the other two women, I feel like the details are different, but for the woman I spoke to specifically, I feel like those details have to do with your situation solely.
Yeah, honey, I like it, you know, when there's precision being brought. We want to encourage that if that's, you know, we know that that's touching somebody out there that matches the description that Krista brought, and we'd like for them to either go to our website and make notice of that, make a mention. We had so much fun today because I went out on the front porch for a moment. As I turned around, came back in the house, there was a sticky note on the front door, and there was a FedEx driver that was using our route to deliver some packages, and he put a note on the front door saying, I just heard your
radio show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Your radio show. And it so touched me, and I'm going to continue to keep on calling out to God for revival in our region. And
awesome.
And I brought it and said, honey, you got to see this. He just heard a radio broadcast today. How fun is that?
And that's partly why I stepped into praying the way that I did, because I feel like the timing, he didn't know we were recording today. And he's a representative of a guy working for a business who's, you know, saying, I did pull back and I'm not going to. And you've encouraged me not to do that, you know, to push in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're leaders, ralliers, people, pray. Pray God's will on the earth.
There is nothing better than prophetic time. When the heart of God can go out to His people everywhere and they can hear the promises of God for their lives. Unfortunately, we don't have an endless amount of time, and we do have some housekeeping to do. So without further ado, I want to make sure to encourage you to visit our website at sought-out-global.com for more information on Sought Out Global Ministries, and to look up our schedule for future home encounters and regional gatherings. Last week's Rising in Bothell was an amazing event, and we do hope to see you at a future Rising soon. In addition, we can be followed on social media, specifically Facebook and Twitter. Just look us up at Sought Out Global on either of those social media platforms. Also, we can't encourage you enough to write us and let us know how we're doing and the impact that Sought Out Global Radio is having on your life. We also especially welcome feedback on our prophetic ministry times and would love to hear testimonies from you about what the prophetic has meant to you and how it has affected your personal situations. So please be sure to drop us a note at radio@soughtoutglobal.com. That email address again is radio@soughtoutglobal.com. If you prefer snail mail, you can write us at P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. That's all the time we have for today. Please be sure to join us here again next week at this same time. On behalf of Herb and Bethany Marks, Krista Pitcairn, I'm Mark Grote. Thanks for joining us on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.